we got. Yeah, let's do that. We got time for about one more here, I think. Maybe two if we can cram them in.
We're gonna do something tomorrow at around 11 o'clock at the. Is it the dance stage?
The dance stage. But don't feel like you have to flop around. You know, you can come and just
see us there. You can dance. We'll show you the steps. and then some kind of big jam tonight.
Big jam tonight.
The Merlefest jam. The late night jam, as it were.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight jam, thank you. And then, well, heck, mandolin thing. I got to go to this mandolin workshop here with all
the... got some fiddle stuff coming up, too.
With all my heroes. And Daryl has a fiddle thing right after this, so... Yeah, sure.
Get on the bus. Okay, this is a tune that comes from Brazil. You want to say something about
that? This is written by the great Brazilian mandolinist Jacob do Bandolim. You may have seen some of his records on David Grisman's label, Acoustic Discs. And he was recording in the 50s and 60s and just was a remarkable composer and writer. And they use a lot of mandolin in Brazil, actually. I was surprised when I went there. There are mandolin players everywhere playing the traditional choro music of that country, which is a little bit like ragtime, a little bit like swing, and not unlike bluegrass in that it's kind of a subculture of Brazilian music, but the people who are into it are like completely off their rockers for it.
Very much like bluegrass.
Even though nobody cares. No. even though Rosie O'Donnell doesn't know what it is. That'll be my political statement for the weekend.